He says, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But ye shall receive the power. Receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. He says, quit looking at the times and the seasons. Focus on what you need to focus on. Get your eyes back into where you need to be focusing on. I want to preach on this subject, the weight is over. The weight is over. I don't mean like pounds. Amen. Because somebody get all excited right there. Praise God, my weight is over. Hallelujah. Especially with all the sheltered in place. Amen. My wife asked me, she said, babe, what would be a good stock to invest in? I said, after shelter in place, big and tall. Amen. Not so much for the tall part, but for the big part. Amen. Some folks kind of went up the scale. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, not me. Hallelujah. I want to preach, the wait is over. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are awesome. There is no God like you. No, not even one. In fact, you looked all over the universe and declared that outside of you, there is no other God that saves. You are the only saving God. I pray, God, by the power of your Spirit, that you will move in this place. Let your Holy Ghost fill every empty vessel. Let there be a renewing of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now clap your hands to the Lord and give God the praise in the house. Come on now, somebody give God the praise in the house. Woo, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. I believe that the times that we are living in right now are times where we could relate with what Jesus' disciples felt after his death and in the whole process of him being chained and taken before the judge, because all of a sudden we find these disciples that had been with Jesus, had walked with Jesus, had seen all the many miracles that Jesus had done. Their everything right now in their life was Jesus. Everything, even what they ate, even where they would sleep, it was dependent on Jesus being able to provide that and open up for that. But now, all of a sudden, we find these disciples without Jesus. We find them basically almost like set out there on their own, where even one of his disciples, Peter, the Bible says that he followed him from a distance. It is like their whole world was flipped upside down. They probably never thought or imagined that the day would come when they couldn't go to church. Oh, sorry. Amen. Where they wouldn't be able to see Jesus and be next to Jesus and be around Jesus. They never thought that that would ever come. And all of a sudden, in a moment, now Jesus is not even there with them. What's amazing is that The disciples, it's like as if they became scattered. They started to scatter, and even Peter decided to go back to his old life. The moment that Jesus was no longer in the picture, all of a sudden things began to change, and it's amazing how quick they began to slip back and go backwards. I've noticed in the last few days how, because of people not being able to show up at church, church has been an accountability for many. It's been their place of being able to get the word and be able to get the spirit and feel connected with God. But all of a sudden, when that is taken out of the picture, it is like as if there was a lot of people that became lost again. They began to look at the water shaking around them, and fear began to come over their lives. So that's where we find the disciples, that not only had they kind of slipped away, but also they were fearful for their own lives. They began to hide because they were afraid of the people and the surroundings that they were in. They could only imagine if they took Jesus, then we are next. 3 days for them felt probably like months because Jesus was not with them. They didn't see him. And so all of a sudden, when he raises back up from the dead, man, I like how quiet it is in here. Amen. When he raises up from the dead, all of a sudden, he begins to appear to his disciples. I want you to notice something. They were already so disconnected that they couldn't even recognize him. They sometimes didn't even know when he was with them. And in the moment that he would disappear, all of a sudden they would say, that must have been Jesus. Because we felt fire burning in our soul every time he spoke. Their faith was so affected. Their surrounding had affected them so much that even when Jesus appeared to them, many times they did not even know it. And the whole reason, the whole process of why the Lord was doing that and showing up and disappearing and then showing up and getting right into the conversation was just to let them know he was reschooling them in faith. He was reteaching them about faith. And that is, you do not have faith because of what you see, but it's your relationship with God. That even if you don't see him, you still serve him. Even if you can't show up at church, you still got to walk with God. You still got to talk with God. You still got a relationship with Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? He was teaching them that I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. And I believe that we have been gifted with something powerful in our lives these last few days. And that is, we have seen people that have declared their faith. And in the midst of all of this, all of a sudden we realize that it was lip service but not heart dedication. So they would say they believe, but in the midst of all of this, faith was out the window. So the disciples were in the same condition. The disciples genuinely believed that Jesus was going to restore the kingdom back to Israel, because they had been under the Roman Empire for so long, and they had heard of the Messiah. And when the Messiah comes, everything's going to change it. And the conclusion of theirs was that he was going to restore the kingdom back to Israel. But now that he died and was buried, it was as if all their hope was gone. They no longer believed that was going to happen. And I've seen some folks that their hope has been gone in the midst of all of this stuff. Whew. My God, have mercy. And the job that we have is this. We've got to rebuild the faith of the church, because we don't know what is coming ahead of us, but we must rebuild the faith of the church so that whatever comes, we can stand with faith, power, and authority, and know that God is still seated on his throne. Does anybody know that God is still seated on his throne? You ought to give God praise in the house today. In the name of Jesus. So all of a sudden, as Jesus began to appear to them, as they began to see him, their faith began to rise up again. And now he even tells them, he says, I want you to wait in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. They got excited. They began to think, whoa, this must be the time that he is going to restore the kingdom to Israel. And so in a time of confidence, in a time of feeling faith rise up inside of them, feeling confident with Jesus, they ask him the question, will you restore the kingdom? And it is in that moment that the Lord almost like whips back on them. And he says something so powerful. He said, it is not for you to know times or seasons. Because the disciples became distracted in the times and seasons. And the Lord had to make something clear to them. Don't get distracted on something you have no control over. Don't get distracted on something that God's got authority over. Ooh, I feel something rising up in this place. Hallelujah. Don't get distracted by what's going on in your surrounding right now. Because in the distraction, you will literally lose or miss what God is doing in the spirit. Can I preach this morning? I said, can I preach this morning? You're going to lose it. You're going to be focused on this when God's already doing this over here. When God's already moving in this. God God does not want the church to lose the opportunity that revival is here and now. Oh, Lord, I wish I had somebody right there. I come to tell you, it don't matter what the world is going through right now. Our God is not on vacation. Our God has not lost power. Our God is not some far way. He is still seated on his throne. He is still God, and Almighty God, and all power is in him. Somebody give God praise right now. Somebody ought to give a crazy praise right now. I feel faith rising up in this house right now. Watch. He says, don't get distracted. Tell your neighbors, say, don't get distracted. You turn on the news and what is it? We're there just looking at the news and we're nervous about the news. We're nervous about what's going on around us. And in fact, we're getting caught up with what's going on around us. It's affecting our minds. It's affecting our lives. It's working against the Holy Ghost because it's allowing for every negative spirit that the Antichrist wants to project come into the church and come into our lives. Oh, I feel preach up in this place. Hallelujah. Just affecting our spirit, draining our soul. The Lord says, no. Don't get distracted by the times and the seasons. Don't look at your surroundings. Don't look what the media is saying and what people are saying and things. No. Don't look at that stuff. It's going to affect your spirit. You don't even have power over it. You don't even have authority over it. You can't even do anything to change it. He says, but I still got power. I still got the power. I've got the authority over the times and the seasons. Let me tell you something. There ain't a rock that isn't moved that God don't know about. Oh, God. Somebody give God praise right now. Then in that, he says, but. Whew. He says, don't get distracted with these things. But. Whew. My God, mercy. This is not for you to worry about, but. Ye shall receive power. Whew. What I feel is that the Lord is saying, as the world is distracted, I want you to tune into something. I want you to plug into something. Because as all this is happening, you're going to receive power. You're going to go to another dimension. You're going to experience things you've never experienced before. You're going to see the glory like you've never seen it before. You're going to see a manifestation of God's power. You're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders. As the world is freaking out, the church is having a party. The church is having revival. Somebody ought to give God praise right now. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Can somebody just intercede for a few minutes? I feel the glory of God moving in the sanctuary. He says, what you got to worry about is that you become a carrier of his power. Whew. That you be filled with power. That you not be half full. More or less in and out. And I want you to be filled with power. Because when you got power, you got authority. You know what the problem with a lot of Christians nowadays? They look like it, but they don't got it. They're like that gun that when you push the trigger, a little flag comes out and it says POW on it. They look apostolic, but they don't operate in the apostolic. Y'all abandoned me. I'm going to go over here. Amen. They look apostolic, but they don't operate in the apostolic. Can I preach this right now? Lord said, don't get distracted because you can't do anything about it. But one thing you can do is you can be filled with power. You can be a witness in the community. And when somebody starts freaking out, you say, wait a minute. My God's still powerful. My God's still mighty. My God's still a miracle worker. And in the name of Jesus, be healed by the power of God. Somebody give God praise right now. Harabokosaya. You got to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. I know everybody got, well, maybe not everybody, but majority got the Holy Ghost. You got to get a hold of that authority, that power. You got to get your faith back. You got to get that authority back. We got to know that even if they ever completely shut down church buildings, we are still the church. My God, that was powerful all by itself. I said, we are still the church of the living God. Somebody give God praise. Give God praise in the house. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You shall be witnesses. Witnesses, wherever you're at, shall be witnesses. We need to act like what God's filled us with. We need to operate in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. God never called the church to be caught up in all of what the politic world is saying. We're here for the soul. We're here for the soul. We're here to save souls. And if we get all caught up, all of a sudden the church is no longer a hospital. But now it becomes a platform to be able to voice whatever we feel needs to be voiced, and not what thus saith the Lord. The distractions are a plan of the enemy, because if we get distracted, then we lose what God is doing in the spirit. It is in this time that God is calling the church to a greater walk with Him, a deeper relationship with Him, where our relationship does not depend whether we see one another, but it is a total relationship with God. That even though I don't see you, I know that you are still there. It is our time that we've got to get connected with God. In the name of Jesus. And so the Lord says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He said, you need to make sure that you're full of this power. Because there's going to come a time where you're going to have to operate in that. And everybody around you is going to probably be shouting down at you and looking bad at you and saying a bunch of stuff. But you're still going to have to stand with that authority and power. You're still going to have to stand and know that God is with me and God operates through me. And wherever I go, the Holy Ghost goes with me. And all that power is in me. And whenever I call things out in the name of Jesus, it's going to happen. Because greater is He that's within me than he that is within the world. I need somebody to give a shout in the house of the Lord. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Glory to God. The church should not be full of fear. Had one guy call me up and he was saying, Brother Dross, I've got this person and this person. They've been infected and I'm just going crazy and everything. And at the end, he said, what do you say? I said, that's great. He said, what do you mean that's great? I said, well, I said, children of God have two options. Amen. And he said, what's that? I said, we either become a canvas for a miracle or we take our next step into eternity. Amen. So for us, it's a win-win situation. If I get hit by it, God, let me be a miracle. Let me show the world the power of God operating through me. But if the Lord decides to take me, then I'm going home. I'm going over yonder. I'm going to my eternity. You shouldn't be pouting. You shouldn't be down and out. You shouldn't be full of fear. God operates in your life. What the enemy intended for evil, God turns it around for good. Somebody give God praise right now. I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. What the Lord wants to do is he wants to baptize us. Take us to a level of power. Where we can go beyond every limitation that we've reached in our lives. Amen. And be able to see the greatest revival we have ever seen in our lives. One time I asked my dad, like Pastor said, he is an apostle. Wherever he's gone, God has just worked amazing revival every place he's gone. And one time I asked my dad, I said, Dad, what is the key to revival? I sat down, I was ready with a pen and pad because we didn't have an iPad. Amen. Praise God. So it was a pen and a pad. And I was ready. And he just looked at me and he said, well, son, being in the right place at the right time. And I said, is that it? He said, that's it. He said, you got to be in the right place at the right time. Well, church, this is the right place. And this is the right time. Hallelujah. And this is the time that while the world is freaking out, the church is in faith. The church is operating in power. The church is in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. The church is in apostolic authority. Somebody ought to give God praise right now. Somebody give God praise right now. I want you to stand all over this place. In the name of Jesus. Will you raise your hands right now and feel the Holy Ghost? The name of Jesus. I'm going to do two prayers in this place. And the Lord might extend it to a second, third prayer. And I feel to do two prayers in this place. I feel that tonight God's going to release miracles in the house. And I want to invite you, if you know somebody that is ill, sick, whatever, and they need a touch of God, if they can't come, I want you to bring a cloth and we'll pray for that cloth and we'll anoint it. Holy Ghost is going to move, but there's going to be miracles that are going to happen in this place. There's two things I want to pray for in this place. And the first that I want to pray for is I want to pray for your faith. That your faith has been shaken. I know we're in church, and I believe that the greatest actors and actresses are in church, not in Hollywood. We act like all that and all this kind of stuff, but all of a sudden we're just all messed up. God wants to strengthen your faith. Y'all stayed quiet. I'm going to go over here. Amen. God, that's the second time. Amen. I'll be back. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to strengthen your faith. Give you a faith that's unshakable. An unmovable faith. That whatever everything else is going on, your faith is strong. Your faith is powerful. And I want to call right now in this place. I know we got distancing and stuff. Amen. Praise God. But anybody in this place that you need God to give a boost to your faith, it's been whooped up. Will you step out of your pew and will you come as close as you can to this altar right now? I need real people up in this place. I need real people. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. There's more than this. I know there is. I want you to stand if you can to give room to everybody. In the name of Jesus. Come on now. If you're up in the balcony, come on now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, keep on coming. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to be ashamed. You need God to boost your faith. I want you to come. Come on. In the name of Jesus. And the second prayer that we're going to do is we're going to release. God's going to release his power in this place. And so you want God to release his power over your life Maybe you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, and you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. You might say, well, what is that? Inside every man and every woman, there is a void that belongs to the presence of God. Hallelujah. Maybe it's been a while since you've been speaking in tongues. The last time you spoke in tongues, it's been a while. I want you to come close. You want God to renew the Holy Ghost in you. I want you to come close right now in the name of Jesus. You need the Holy Ghost? Step out of your pew. Come on up. In the name of Jesus, I feel the glory of God right now. Just wait for me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Everybody in this place right now, raise your hands. Lord, I've preached your word. Lord, we have gotten distracted by things, and our faith has even been affected. But God, by the power of the name of Jesus, I pray that faith will be lifted in every person in this place. I pray that faith will be boosted, lifted. My God, I feel that glory. I feel that power moving in this place right now. Right now, God is bringing His strength into your faith. This is a faith that will not be shaken. This is a faith that will not be shaken. Now, Lord, release supernatural faith upon your people. Somebody begin to declare your faith before God. Somebody begin to declare your belief before God, your faith. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, come on. I feel the glory. I feel the power moving in this place right now. I'm about to release a word of faith. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Your tongue's going to begin to dance. You won't understand what you're saying, but you're going to enjoy what you're feeling, because the Holy Ghost is going to begin to move upon you and move inside of you. Everybody raise your hands right now. There is a portion of God's power that's about to come upon your life. In the name of Jesus, you're going to another level right now, another dimension in the Holy Ghost. When I release this word of faith, you're going to open up your mouth. You're going to begin to speak in tongues. You're going to begin to intercede in the Holy Ghost. Now, by the authority of the word of God, and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your power fall. Let your power fill every empty vessel. Now, Irobokotaya, Lord, take us to another dimension, to another dimension of your glory. Irobokotaya, release apostolic authority in every individual's life. Release power in their lives to be witnesses in the community. In the name of Jesus, let there be miracles released. Let the supernatural be in operation in everybody's life. Be filled with the Holy Ghost now, in the name of Jesus. Right there, the Holy Ghost is on you. Your tongue wants to dance. Let it dance. Let it dance. Irobokotaya, I need intercessors interceding right now. In the name of Jesus. Urabakataya. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Somebody lift up that intercession. Right now, the Holy Ghost is on you. Your tongue is getting all tied up. Let it go. Let it go. You're going to begin to speak in a new language that you don't understand. That's the Holy Ghost moving on you. That's the Holy Ghost filling you right there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory of God. Glory of God.
world may bring. We are going to walk in your power. We are going to walk in your strength. We will not be divided. We will not be put under. We will walk in the fullness of your power. We will walk in the anointing, the fullness of your anointing. There is nothing, no devil in hell, no spirit on this earth, no flesh that's gonna hold this church back. We will walk in your power. And that's our victory. That's the victory. That's what he promises in his word. That's what he promises. He promises that he'll never leave you.
Praise the Lord. Just reach over, lay your hand on somebody right there by you. Let that Holy Ghost flow right now. Let that anointing flow. Let God pray a prayer in this place. Don't focus on the season. Focus on the power. Don't look at the world. Look at the kingdom. Come on. That's right. Press into that. Talk in tongues. Let that Holy Ghost flow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This morning in our 7 o'clock theology class, I used that scripture and very idea that Jesus said, don't worry about the politics and don't worry about what the world's doing and don't worry about the fact that the Romans had his heel on your neck for generations, but you go down to Jerusalem and you get the power. That's where your answer is. You're not going to get victory out of a political victory.
And you're not going to get victory out there in the upheaval in the world. You're going to get victory right here in the kingdom of God. And when you do, you get power. And you're going to be better in every area of your life. And you're going to find your answers in the kingdom of God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Appreciate so much you taking your liberty. I appreciate the preaching this morning. So good to have Brother and Sister Dross with us. You want to bring somebody to the house of God tonight? Just call them and tell them it's crazy times, but it's going to be great in the house of God tonight. God bless you. Strengthen and bless somebody before you leave the house.